KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested at around 7:20 p.m. Sunday on a couple of drug-related charges. 52-year-old James Scott Malmquist of Red Oak was taken into custody at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. Malmquist was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. He was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 cash bond. Red Oak police report also the arrest Sunday evening of 26-year-old Jason Rolf Ahearns. The Red Oak man was taken into custody just after 6 p.m. on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of fifth-degree theft. Ahearns was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. And a traffic stop early Sunday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 58-year-old William Wayne Elliott of Red Oak near the intersection of West Oak and Broadway Streets. Elliott was charged with driving while barred, speeding, and failure to provide proof of insurance. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Two people escaped serious injury during a rollover accident Saturday evening in Cass County. The accident involving a Dodge Ram pickup was reported just before 8 p.m. and occurred just south of 690th Street and Yankton Road, or near the Cass-Adams County line. According to dispatch reports, the driver of the pickup, 34-year-old Michael Stein of Lenox, and his passenger were out of the vehicle when deputies arrived and appeared to have been uninjured. The accident remained under investigation late Saturday evening, and no other details are currently available. Two men wanted for escape from law enforcement were recaptured Friday afternoon in Shenandoah by local and federal officials. In a press release, authorities said that Shenandoah police were notified by agents of the U.S. Marshals Service at around 3 p.m. Friday. That 19-year-old Robert Guzman, who was wanted for escape from Council Bluffs, was staying at a residence in Shenandoah. Authorities located Guzman at a residence in the 300 block of North Sycamore Street. At the same home, they also found 23-year-old Colton Edward Benson Blaine, an escapee from a work release program. Authorities arrested the men without incident at around 5:30 p.m. and took them to the Page County Jail. Agents with the U.S. Marshals Service and deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office assisted Shenandoah police at the scene. An Iowa fugitive has been apprehended in northeast Nebraska's Dakota County. Iowa Prisons spokesman Fred Scaletta said this morning that 42-year-old Cletus Armel already had been transferred to Woodbury County Jail in northwest Iowa. Armel was listed as escaped on July the 14th after he didn't return to the Sioux City Work Release Facility from an appointment. Records show Armel escaped from a residential work release center in Sioux City in 2012. He was captured a short time later and returned to prison. In November of last year, he was again transferred to work release. His original sentence was 15 years for armed robbery. The City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet this evening at 5:15 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. During the session, the board will receive a presentation from Eagle Scout Grant Bohatsky on the Camblin Fire Pit Project. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will discuss progress as well in the Sunnyside Park Senior Activity Area, during which he's expected to report on the completion of a retaining wall, fine grading, and erosion control measures. Herring will also talk about the completed purchase of equipment for pickleball, croquet, bocce ball, badminton, the horseshoe pit, ladder toss, and beanbag toss. He'll also report on progress with a bike rack installation at the courthouse at City Park, and that the Schulberg Quarry Rec Area dock is closed for repairs due to wear and tear. The board will also hear an update on the Bull Creek walking and biking pathway. In our funeral announcements, Ada Bell Fogelsong, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died October the 10th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Ada Bell Fogelsong will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Gilbert Gibb Frank Kreisinger, age 81, of Griswold, died October 2nd in Omaha. A memorial service for Gibb Kreisinger will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Betty Lawton, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died October 13th at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Betty Lawton will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Catherine Barker, age 88, of Benora, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Catherine Barker will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Benora. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has arrangements. James Edward Jim Gustin, age 65, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jim Gustin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Grant United Methodist Church in Grant. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Kenneth Eugene Martin, age 94, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Kenneth Martin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hancock United Methodist Church in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Maxwell, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Mary Maxwell will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elizabeth McCool, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Elizabeth McCool will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Mary Garst, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at her home. Services for Mary Garst are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And Mildred Sears, age 98, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. Funeral services for Mildred Sears are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.